If someone cuts ruts down a muddy dirt trail, someone else will probably need to come and fill them in before the road can be used. However, here, the ruts are never filled, for that would defeat the purpose of why people come to this spot. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's in the streets, at the Capitol, around the park, inside the museums. History comes alive this summer at your not-so-far-away getaway, Springfield, Illinois. Experience events of historical magnitude June 15th through August 15th. Costume interpreters, period musical performances, and even appearances by Abe Lincoln himself. It's time travel fun for the entire family. Call 800-545-7300 or go to visitspringfieldillinois.com for great getaway packages. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Judy Weirs hears the same question day after day.
They say, where's the rut? We have to actually go out there and show it to them because they're looking for a little bitty wheel rut, not a whole huge area. They aren't expecting to see the swales.
She's speaking of the Oregon Trail at Rock Creek Station near Fairbury, Nebraska.
The wind blows here in Nebraska and blows that fine dirt that they created away. And then when it rains, it washed that fine dirt out. And so that made a very, very deep, wide area.
Thousands of pioneers passed here. Their wagon trail literally wore down the earth, creating a sunken scar on the hills.
There was a station here already, a road ranch, and that was on this west side of the creek here. The water wasn't good on this side of the creek, and they started building on the east side. So they already had a barn and home, so to speak.
Those buildings later became a Pony Express relay station, which provided yet another reason for the trail to sink deeper into the earth. Most people fill in ruts. Judy's job is just the opposite.
It's our job to preserve this rut. The prairie grass has recovered itself. We do get a lot of like sumac and dogwood in it, and they do burn the trail rut out every few years to get rid of that trash.
It's a place where you can literally see the trail that led west, a point men, women, and children passed on their way to settle America. Traveling the countryside in Fairbury, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.